The readings today, we hear about the disposition that we have as we live our Christian lives. St. Paul tells us that if we sow sparingly, we are going to reap sparingly, but if we sow bountifully, we are going to reap bountifully. And then our Lord tells us to be careful not to perform righteous deeds for people to see. So in other words, we have to have this generous spirit. We have to have the disposition that is about seeking to do God's will and about helping others. But at the same time, it's not to be proud of such a thing, and it's not to be seeking attention in doing such things. Just to do simply, to do them quietly, to do them simply, and to keep them hidden as much as we're able. That's not always an easy thing for us. Sometimes, because of our selfishness, we tend not to be very generous. And that generosity doesn't simply mean about money. It means about our time. It means about whatever it is that we're doing and giving and so on. And so we have that part of it. Then we have our pride that gets in there, and we want to be noticed. So we might do some kind act, and then we start thinking, this person better be grateful for what I'm doing. I hope they notice what it is that I'm doing. Oh, maybe somebody will see this and think something of me or whatever. And we see how easily our pride just works its way in. Because it doesn't work, it's already in. It's found its home in there, and it's letting us know that it's there. And we need to be able to work against that, to pray for the humility, to pray to be hidden, to pray to be little. That, again, for some of us, isn't such an easy thing. It should seem pretty obvious, but it's not always. Again, in a society like ours, where it's all about the self, it's hard to focus on somebody else, whether that's with regard to the generosity of our spirit, or whether that's just trying to be little and put the other first. St. Paul says to think humbly and to think of others as being greater than ourselves. Well, in a selfish society, that doesn't happen, because I have to be the greatest. I have to be the one who's the best. I have to be whatever. That's not what Scripture tells us. That's not what the Lord is asking of us. So again, we have to look at him. We have to look at his example. He is God. He could have, if he wanted to, come into this world. He could have been glowing in the dark. He could have been doing extraordinary things, and he could have wowed everybody. Instead, he comes down in a totally hidden form. No one knew that he was God, and even when the demons tried to speak up and tell people that he was God, he shut them down. He didn't call attention to himself. But he came also not for himself. He came for us. He came to save our souls. He came to bring us to eternal life. He was literally willing to die so that we could live. And what does he get from it? Zero. Absolutely nothing. Or if you really think about it, he gets less than nothing, because what he gets out of it is us. Pretty pathetic. But I always like when I read in St. John's Gospel in the 17th chapter, which is the high priestly prayer, and Jesus praying to his Father speaks about us. He says, Father, they are your gift to me. Boy, you just want to sit back and go, what a ripoff. Poor Lord. We are the Father's gift to him. That's pretty pathetic, unless you look at it the other way. And you recognize that, number one, in God's creation, his material creation, we are the highest. We are actually the focus of his creation. Everything that he made for us, but he made us for himself. And so among material creation, we are the only ones who can love. That's what he came for. So that we could be set free to be who we were created to be. Our society, unfortunately, has chosen Satan in his ways. It's selfish. We want to keep on singing with Frank Sinatra, "I did it my way." Well, so did Satan. Look where it got him. We're supposed to be saying, "I want to do it God's way. Because I want to go to heaven. And God's way is perfect. My way is not." And so if we can get our disposition turned in that way, then we can understand why we would actually be a gift to the Lord. Not because he gains anything from it, because he doesn't. He is perfect. He has all the love in the universe. Remember, we can't love unless he loves us first. So even when we love him, he gets nothing from it. He does not gain anything. We do. So everything about him is for us. Now, in our selfishness, we can just sit back and soak all that up. Or we can ask the question, why? Why would he do this? Well, certainly because he loves us, but because he wants us to have the freedom of the children of God, that we would have life and have it abundantly, that we would be able to be the people we were created to be, which means to love. And he's the one who shows us how to do it, because it's what he did. So we're not to be looking out for anything for ourselves. God, as you know, will never be outdone in generosity. That's the point St. Paul is even making in the first reading. If we're going to be generous, God's going to be even more generous. So we don't have to worry about that side of it. Our task is simply to love, to put God and neighbor first before ourselves, to get ourselves out of the way. These are very difficult things. In fact, it's the hardest part of the spiritual life. But that's what we're all called to do, to die to self, to live for God. That's the freedom. Our society would say that sounds boring. Our society would say that's slavery. Right, read the scriptures again. Anyone who sins becomes a slave to sin. St. Paul says all of us have to serve someone, so choose whom you're going to serve. It's just that simple. So if the devil wants to tell us that being a slave is free and we buy that lie, then we think that I have freedom because I'm totally enslaved, chained down, but boy, am I having excitement or pleasure or whatever. No, you're a slave. You have the freedom of the children of God being offered to you. And that freedom is to be who you were created to be and to do what you were created to do. That's what we're all called to. That's what we're hearing about in the readings today. So it's not to be doing selfish things, but rather it's to act in charity and to have that generosity of disposition. Not looking for what we might get out of it. After all, if God's more generous than I am, boy, if I give this much, then I can get a whole lot more back, so that's all for my benefit. No. Don't worry about yourself. Let God take care of you. You don't have to worry about it at all. Our concern has to be about loving him and loving the people that he's placed in our path. It really is just that simple. And yet it's the most difficult thing of all, to be able to die to ourselves and to live for God.